Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of things happening in baseball, by the way. There's some rule changes that are coming into baseball this year. And this is all about teams trying to get more money. Or players, I should say, trying to get more money. If you go back and kind of follow the narrative through the offseason with this, the feeling was that we were headed for a work stoppage when the CBA ends in December of 2021, that's what was coming. Now, after reading some of this stuff today, and you can find the article, it's on ESPN.com, but after reading some of this stuff today, I'm not quite as pessimistic that that's the case in baseball for a couple of reasons. One, I think there's some concessions here on both sides that have been made. Okay. And two, the idea that they have said that they are going to begin talks on a new CBA immediately, I think that's a positive. I think that is a positive because I don't think this is something that can be an easy or a quick fix.
A quick fix. I mean, I know that when I was an athlete and we had the union and everything, it was always baseball had the strongest, you know, player, sure, you know, owner, whatever you want to call a relationship. To me, it just seems like it's going away a lot in the recent years because of the owners are going more analytic and they're not wanting to pay these guys that big money that they want. You know, it's been – and even though, you know, you saw Manny get his money, you saw Bryce get his money – you've seen guys get money, but for some reason, it seems like the owners are like, all right, I ain't giving it out no more.
These last two off-seasons.
I ain't giving it away no more.
Yep, these last two off-seasons have been slow by standards. They've been slow. That's the reason why, as we talk about the new rule changes in baseball going into 2019, and none of these really will affect play on the field too much, other than they're moving to a single trade deadline. So the August trade deadline will be eliminated. And what they're hoping, Randy, is they're hoping they can force teams to be more aggressive in the offseason.
I like it. I do. Because you have so many guys that are like, okay, this is what's going to happen. We're going to wait to see what position we are in going into the fall, per se, and see if we can get a guy to put us over the top. And that's, again, analytics has put a halt to a lot of things nowadays, and now the when you look at how baseball is going, Chris, it's like they're looking at it as far as from the potential earnings of a player when they get to, because there's no reason that Mike Trout is about to get his biggest deal when he's 29 years old or 28 years old, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And what does everything like this always come down to, though? Money. Always. Everything.
Always.
Always. I mean, you can do what you were saying about, the trade, it's all about money and how to maximize your earning potential. That's it.
Yeah, that's what everything that the players clearly, that's what everything they want is about, how do we increase salaries.
But the owners don't want that.
No.
The owners don't
want to try to, the owners would be fine with status quo.
Yeah.
You know.
Or not even status quo, dropping it down.
They would be fine to, let us have a pitch clock. Let's speed this thing up. Let's get every game played in that little three-hour window for TV. And we're fine. Players are looking for something more. All-Star Game Election Day. So they're going to tweak how starters are selected for the All-Star Game.
Are they taking like a page out of the NBA? Like,
I don't know.
I don't even like that every team gets a player in the All-Star game. I hate that.
You're either worthy or you're not.
I hate that rule.
You shouldn't be handcuffed to have to take somebody from the Marlins just because they're on the Marlins. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. Now, the one cool thing that I like is the Home Run Derby winner gets $1 million. And I like that because I hope that means that we get more guys participating in the Home Run Derby, because to me, the All-Star festivities in baseball, it's about the Home Run Derby. The Home Run Derby, from a fan experience, I'm going to sit on the couch and watch.
Yeah.
I might watch an inning or two of the All-Star game. I'll watch the Home Run Derby from start to finish.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch the Home Run Derby every now and then. You know, I think people got tired of boom, you know, with the back.
Oh,
I think a lot of people got tired of that part of it. And you saw, I mean, when it's rocking, I mean, when Bryce won it, it was rocking. I mean, even though it's his home stadium and all that, but I mean, just that energy and that flow. And hopefully, you know, you do get some of those big bats. But again, who are you going to let in? Because again, I just said, I hate that everybody gets to be an all-star from every team. You know, you get one guy to go in there. What if you get somebody that's not worthy of, but he want to try shot at that $1 million though, you know, get some of these stars in it. I mean, that's something similar to, we could talk about like the NBA dunk contest, get your stars in there. I mean,
right. And that's what's missing, because at one time, the preeminent event among the all-star games, it was not the Pro Bowl. You know, I know the Major League Baseball All-Star Game 30 years ago carried a lot of cachet to it.
Yeah.
But it was, as a kid, especially as a teenager, man, there was nothing better than the dunk competition in the NBA. Yeah. I mean, that was must-see TV, because you had Neek and you had Jordan and you had those guys involved in it. Over time, we've kind of moved away from that.
There you go.
There it is.
There's the winner.
Back.
Look at that.
Back.
And I love Boomer.
That was not the old record player that would get stuck and do that. Yeah, he actually did it that way.
Yeah, I love Boomer, and you know, because he's so animated. But I know a lot of people, they got like, okay, back, gone.
I think the thing is, when you get that call like once or twice a game, you're okay with it. But when it was happening, you know, 200 times in a night with those guys, like, it kind of wears on you.
Everyone that came off the bat was, my childhood memories, I mean, younger memories of the Homer Derby. I used to love when King Griffey would come, because he always had the hat backwards. And then, you know, to me, he still has the sweetest swing I've ever seen. I mean, it was just poetry when that bat.
Way back.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Emo. Thank you. Appreciate you cutting that up for me. Appreciate that.
Coming up next year in 2020, a couple of other changes going on, including roster expansion, going to 26 players. That's something that the players have Players Association has long wanted, to get that 26th guy on the roster. I think they're hoping that becomes a veteran guy. Yeah. You know, that's part of the reason why people want to talk about the designated hitter. You know, part of the reason why I think the DH has stayed around as long as it has is because the Players Association has fought like heck to keep it, because for years that is where the high-paid veteran guy
– the desert field and all that,
became the designated hitter for most teams.
Do you think National League should go that way?
Gosh, I just enjoy the National League game so much better because I enjoy the strategy.
Okay.
And I think when it comes to the World Series, even though it has not at times – worked out in favor of the National League, it feels like, in the last decade or so. And certainly when the Yankees were on their tear there in the 90s and the 2000s, didn't feel like it played that much of a factor into it. But when you're playing in those National League parks, it kind of feels like the National League team has a little bit of an advantage because they play that style all the time.
Right. Okay. I was just always curious. That's a question I like to ask people. Are you a National League person? Which rules do you like better, the National League or the American League?
Also going to a 3-batter minimum for pitchers. So the owners give up the idea of adding a 26th player to the roster, but they get implemented the 3-batter minimum for a pitcher. So that means the idea of a guy coming in to face just one batter is no more.
I like that. Makes the game go by faster. There's nothing, and I get the strategy part in it, left to right and all that. I get all that. But, I mean, it takes forever. Okay, he brings him out to go against one batter, then you're out. Then another, it gets to a point where, okay, you're trying to speed this up. You're trying to keep people, the people who are actually watching the game, trying to keep them in tune. And every batter, and I know the strategy part behind it or whatever, but you get to a point where you're bringing in 3 pitchers in an inning? Come on, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.